morning. Today is Monday, February the 26th. Joining us this morning is Kaylee Browning. Good morning, lady.
Hi there, Brian. How are you?
Speaking part. Yeah, I think you guys call that cues.
It's a cue.
And you brought along a buddy, too.
My buddy, Eliza Klinger, who is the managing director of North Coast Dance.
Ah, so that kind of sets the stage.
Yeah, there you go.
It may be bad, but they're going to be lots. For the program, for folks, ladies that are unfamiliar with North Coast Dance, what is that?
North Coast Dance is a dance company and school in Old Town Eureka. We have about 200 students that come through our doors each week, and 25 of them are on point. We do a lot of classical ballet, contemporary. We have some hip-hop and some hula, and we do things like that. Modern dance, it's very fun.
Hula's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hip-hop, can you dance to that?
I can't dance to anything, no.
Can those who know what they're doing dance to it?
Yes, they can, okay. And sing to it. It's really cool to watch.
In public?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not that I have any preconceived notions. What about formal, like ballroom dancing and some things like that that are also in musicals? Does that get addressed also?
So we do offer classes through Dance with Debbie. She teaches at our space, and she has salsa and ballroom dance, and I think she does swing as well.
Kaylee, you were about to step up there about something or another.
You caught that, didn't you, Brian?
Yeah, well, it was the movement.
So obvious. As I lean into the microphone and then quickly decide not to say anything.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, in addressing the over 200 students that we currently have at North Coast Dance, in 2001 we had one student. So
what's happened?
Well, the demand has been increasing, I think, in the area, and I think the community has really grown and started fostering the dancers as young men and women as they're growing up from age 3 until they go off to college, and sometimes if they're here beyond that, and adults. So I think the community atmosphere has really shifted.
Is a lot of it just the recognition, or is there a trend nationally also for this? I know there's some of the reality TV shows. They've got the cheerleaders doing their
right,
but
dance,
I mean, not the cheers, but
no,
but
we're
the real
not the dance moms.
Well, yeah, I just go blip 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 as I'm going past, right. But I see dance competitions, and you've got Dancing with the Stars. I got a buddy whose kid was involved with that one cycle. I mean, there seems to be more of that kind of general awareness. Is that part of the change that's going on here, or is it, you know, the dynamic leadership?
Well, I'd love to say it was dynamic leadership, but I think that it is. I think it's part of the trend. I think it's also that local families see the value in discipline and partnership through working with other people and dance. I think that the value is really being seen.
So if the kids aren't engaged in music or sports, this is another option that families have.
Right. In some schools, they write to us, and we are their gym credit because they don't offer gym. If it's some of the homeschooled kids or some of the schools that don't have larger gyms, we are their gym credit for the year. So it's really great. It's a good workout.
Now, I know in Brookings and in Oregon, there is a dance team is a recognized varsity sport. Is that something that in some areas in California have also, or is that more just in Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Some places in California do have that. I think it depends on the amount of people that you have in your community. We don't really have that here, but that would be great if we did.
Kaylee kind of looked like a little deer in the headlights look on that one.
What I wanted to address, Brian, is when you were saying, is this starting, this dance starting to become big in Humboldt County. This is our third year that we have produced Dancing Stars of Humboldt, which is March 10th at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts, and it's very well attended. We had over, I think, around 500 people attending last year, and we're expecting more this year.
So what is that?
a whole bunch of people get together and put together various dance routines, and they're selected to be on Dancing Stars of Humboldt, and then someone by audience vote is selected as the grand winner. I think it's, is it first place, second place, and third place?
Last year it was first place, just one winner. Right. Maybe this year they might do more.
And that's on the, that's in a couple weeks?
March 10th at the Arkley Center.
Well, I figured the Arkley Center part.
Yeah. Well, we're really excited about it because it gets a lot of different people into the Arkley Center from lots of different dance companies, not just North Coast Dance. And so there's all dance styles.
Are there a lot of different dance companies?
There are. There are other dance companies in the area, and we try to work with them as much as we can for them being using our space at the Arkley Center. And certainly our students cross over sometimes. They take some classes there, some classes with us. So, yeah, we have a great community, a great dance community here.
I can only use a parallel analogy with swimming that Winston did. And there was Eureka had theirs, and Fortuna, Scotia had theirs, and Arcata had theirs. And everybody kind of knew each other, not because they were cross-training, but they would see each other all the time.
Right.
Their parents would see each other. Parallels to this also?
Similar, yeah. And the young ladies and some men, they'll go to similar auditions for out of the area things, so that then they see each other and they're like, oh, you, I know you.
I recognize your car.
Yeah, exactly.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Elza Klinger and Gailey Browning from, well, various things. This morning, though, we're talking about North Coast Dance. And Gailey, before the show, you said Center Arts is going to be using the Arkley Center also. How come?
Well, they have been using the Arkley Center for the performing arts. They usually perform at the Van Duzer Theater at HSU. And the Van Duzer is shutting down for a retrofit. They thought they were going to shut down last year, so Center Arts started coming to the ACPA last year.
Yeah, I saw a couple things, like up on the reader board. Mm-hmm. Or is it a reader board? Is it a matinee
marquee
board? Okay.
You know, kind of the same thing.
Playing now is what I look
right,
for.
Exactly. So anyway, Center Arts is now over at the ACPA for lots of shows. We are very pleased. And the marriage is working out beautifully.
I was wondering, how does it coincide with the symphony, with some of the stuff that you guys are doing, some of the different acts that come through? It's just coordination, but I know it's tough sometimes to get people to be coordinated.
We do a great job. Yeah, it's been a really nice thing to have their crew in our theater, and it's becoming their space too while they're there, and their audiences become our audiences. So we get to expose, Eureka gets the Center Arts shows, you know, so they have parking, they have dinner, and then they come see a show there, and it's been really great.
It's just my humble opinion. The Arkley Center is a lot easier to get to than the Van Duzer.
You mean that half-mile walk thing?
That half-mile walk in the dark with no parking,
yeah.
Up hills and dales, through the redwoods.
And snow. Don't forget the snow.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. At least last week, huh? Is it the same folks that attend the various? Obviously, there's a core, But I'm thinking with some of the activities, you guys have got the live theater that is in the neighborhood and in the area also. Does it tend to be the same folks? Or do some go for music and some go for this and some go for that, and it's more of a cross-section?
I'm at most of these performances, and I see a lot of the same people at all of these performances. They're just avid theater goers.
Yeah, live is kind of cool, so to speak.
Yeah.
I wonder who would show up for an opera.
Well, surprisingly enough, the Moscow Ballet was at the Arkley Center last week, and it was sold out 2 months in advance in Humboldt County, the ballet.
Well, you know, scarcity is kind of cool, too.
Right.
But, yeah, going to the theater, I know there's a different connotation when you're going to live theater versus a movie theater versus this or that. Now, is there any, have you guys done any research to determine what kinds of things?
I know Center Arts does a lot of research
do
on
they?
That.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, they do, because they bring these acts in, and so they pay to get the acts here, so they want to make sure it's going to sell.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of research.
Can't into afford
it.
A clunker.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've been doing it for Roy Frischpan, who heads up Center Arts, who is a terrific guy, has been doing this for almost 30 years, and he does his homework.
I would figure, and then there's some trends probably that have been developed over the years also. What is the biggest surprise about the dance company that people wouldn't expect if they come to one of the performances? Or the event on the 10th?
The biggest surprise about the dance company? Well, I would say that we are a nonprofit, and I think a lot of people might not know that we're an established 501c3, so we write grants and we try to make sure that everyone can dance in the community. Sometimes you think about dance and you think it's so specialized and expensive and maybe not accessible, and we really make sure it's accessible for everyone, no matter what economic bracket they're in, and I think that can be surprising. I know when the families come, they're like, I don't know if we can afford this. We're like, you can afford it, and we'll make sure that can happen. And we have the Humboldt Sponsors has given us grants each year. They've been very generous, as well as the Humboldt Area Foundation. And we're really, really lucky to have the support of the community that way, because we can make sure that our kids keep, you know, stay in our doors where they're safe and they're educated. So it's a really great community. And we have something really cool we have coming up tomorrow, actually, is Cider for Nonprofits. Have you heard of this?
No.
So the Humboldt Cider Company, the local cider company, they have two locations. They have one in Eureka and one in Arcata. And the one in Eureka, every Tuesday, they give 10% of their sales of their cider to a nonprofit. North Coast Dance was selected to be the nonprofit this week. And this is going to benefit our girls and our one guy who's going out of town for summer training in New York and California and Alabama, Texas. We have our students going all over the country this summer. And it's about $5,000 for that instruction. So we're raising money tomorrow.
For each kid?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Between $3,000 and
$5,000. Well, that's right, because they're probably there for more than a weekend.
Well, yeah.
You think?
I mean, you know, the room and board, let alone some of the other stuff. What kind of skill sets does somebody need to be, not fluent necessarily, but comfortable?
In life in general?
No.
You got him, Elijah.
With the dance. You know, I mean, there are some who do it for coordination. You know, some of the professional athletes.
No, I can't.
Yes. So I definitely the ability to work really hard. It's hard work, but it's also really fun. So I think that really relates to a lot of people.
So more of a mental than a physical.
Yeah. There you go.
See, I can ask and answer. I can It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Elza Klinger and Gailey Browning from North Coast Dance Company. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and by American Ag Credit. What is the future going to look like?
What is the future?
What is the future of North Coast Dance? What are you guys pointing to? I mean, if you don't have a target, you don't have a goal, it's really tough to hit it.
Right.
Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you see this in 10 years?
We're growing. We've been growing, as Gailey said, since 2001, with one student now to 200 students. So we're kind of busting at the seams in the space that we're in, and we're diversifying all the things that we're teaching. So I think that is a great trend for us to be moving in, and especially with the theater space that we have. And we're at 3 shows a year right now, which is great. It would be great to be able to do more. And
is that more participants or more instructors to teach those that you got?
Yeah, well, both. Really, we need more space because the people come and their parents come and want to take classes. So we have like...
Oh, really? The multi-generational.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really... Yeah, we have...
Does that include ballet?
Yes, it does. It includes ballet, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It does. So the very near future, we're doing Alice in Wonderland as our show in June.
Now, is this the Alice in Wonderland we would recognize?
It is.
Well, it's Disney Alice in Wonderland.
Well, not quite Disney. It's the story that you would recognize from Alice in Wonderland with some surprises, of course, because it's ballet Alice in Wonderland. So, yeah. But it's very familiar characters that you'd be like, I know that character from the book. I love that character.
Is that one of the biggest issues with either ballet or live theater? I mean, if I'm going to see Snow White, you know, I know what I'm expecting. I know what most people are expecting. I don't want Snow White to be some new interpretation of Snow White or et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, pick your favorite one. Is that a part of the challenge, is when you're working with a director or I don't know what you would, executive director or however, whoever's in charge, to kind of keep things close enough so that people are going to recognize what it is and not feel like they were sold a bill of goods?
Well, I think we tried to honor the original as much as possible, excuse me, and stay true to the original as much as we can and still re-envision it a little bit because that's fun. I think that stories are timeless for a reason because they're great stories. They have great characters. They have a great plot. Sometimes they have great lessons to teach. And I think that keeping those things intact while maybe re-envisioning some of the smaller details can be really magical for families. So they still get the experience I think that they're looking for, but surprised by it too.
So Little Red Riding Hood would still have a big bad wolf.
Well,
and
yeah,
there'd still be a red hood involved somewhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Okay. Well, that's, I don't know. I tend to be a little bit stoic in my approach, but going to things and then being surprised. If I wanted to be surprised, I'd go to something I had no idea about rather than going to something that was like comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like French fries. You know, you want French fries. If you order French fries, you want French fries. You don't want some goofy thing that they bring in. Hey, this is the newest, latest
right.
fried vegetable. No, I want potatoes.
Yeah, I think people are different too. So I think there's room for both of those things. And I think that
if it's advertised as something new.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that it's really good to maintain the integrity of something if it's being sold as that thing. So yeah, certainly the story of Alice in Wonderland will maintain its integrity and the characters and things like that. But how we execute it, I guess, is the surprise and the magical part, which if everybody could do that, then why would they want to come see our show, right? So they come see it to see what we dream up. And
now, dance is different than live theater, obviously. Are you able to, I guess if budget was not an issue, would you be able to do things differently, or would you kind of stick to the same interpretations? You know, maybe have one or two small things.
I think if we had an unending budget, we would just offer more. I think we would offer. We have really high quality, and I think our team is really strong. I think we would add more strong people to our team.
Staff or
Our staff, and I think that we'd add maybe more offerings of shows, but I think that we would keep the things we have the way they are. Maybe we'd get like a fancier light here or there, but yeah, what we have is really great.
Make sure all the bulbs aren't burnt out.
Yeah, which is a challenge, you know.
I would imagine so. What is the challenge for a first timer? Whether it's a youngster or someone with a little bit more life experience in their first live presentation.
Oh, as a performer?
Yes.
To dance?
Yes.
Wow, that's a really, I don't know, what would you think is the...
I think that's a really great question. And because I'm on the other side of the curtain doing costumes, it's not anything I've ever experienced, so I really can't speak to that. I know for me as a costumer, I'm always trying to achieve what I've achieved before. So there's a constant challenge of, are the designs as good as before? Can I make them better? How do I execute this properly? It's probably the same for dancers, only in a physical and mental capacity.
But you're not going to be nervous as much because you can prep, you can plan, you can anticipate. It's just getting the costume on in a timely
fashion.
She's
pretty nervous when it comes to our dress rehearsals, actually. She gets a little nervous.
First time out on stage.
Yeah.
Ta-da, showtime.
Yeah, we do a lot of prep, so I think that helps too. So we have a lot of volunteers. We have a lot of families that are in the theater before it's open, you know, to the public. So they get a little bit, they get to get their feet wet a little bit with a little bit of audience.
Kind of like role playing.
A little bit. And then they, I think that they're just so exhausted by the time we start performing that they can't be too nervous. They're just so exhausted. We work them so hard.
Just kind of kicks in and here we go, gang. The music's up. Here comes the curtains. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Elza Klinger and Gailey Browning. Ladies, what is the thing that's got you excited about either the Arkley Center, the season that's coming up, the dance company, or just kind of the culture of Humboldt County right now?
It's all so exciting. The Center Arts is coming with over 30 shows in 2018-19. We're looking like we're probably going to have the Temptations, the Beach Boys, and hopefully Joan Baez. Very excited about that. We're in the midst of doing our spring concert, and then always in December, the Nutcracker. And last year, our ticket sales for the Nutcracker were the most we've ever done in the history of North Coast Dance.
How come?
Eliza, what do you think? Our wonderful marketing?
It's hard to know exactly what the secret is, and we're still trying to find that out. I know we added a lot of beautiful costumes this year, so we added some people to it this year, which always brings in more revenue, and it costs more revenue, but also brings more in. And the public, you know, maybe having Center Arts there and having more people exposed to our theater, maybe that has helped a bit too. It's been growing. Yeah,
With Center Arts, almost use a computer word, working with you guys and that cross-pollinization, that they've kind of lifted the veil a little bit. You've seen Oz and go, oh, we really could process through a whole lot more stuff here. There is potential here. Is there a chance, do you think, that both will grow from the shared once they go back to the Van Duzer Theater?
Absolutely, and I don't know. I'm hopeful, and so is Roy Frischpan, that in the future, after the Van Duzer reopens, that Center Arts will still be doing performances at the Arkley Center.
So they might have expanded offerings as well as the Arkley Center having more as well.
That's what we're talking about right now. The marriage is so great that we're very happy.
Well, it would be interesting. Is there space for local? The high
Definitely.
School, the high schools and we junior have, highs and that kind of stuff still with all the activity level going on?
Yes, definitely. We have the Special Olympics coming in at the end of March. We have other dance companies. I was mentioning there are other dance companies in the area as well as North Coast Dance. And they are coming in the spring and the summer. And we have Music Arts. It's it started as a Dreammaker project, and now they have a performance in July.
Cool stuff. So keep paying attention to the marquee.
Keep looking for us.
Watch that marquee. And I just want to make a plug for Daphne Endert's Mary Poppins, which is Music Arts.
Right. August. In July.
Oh, July. Okay.
See everybody tomorrow.